Hey guys, welcome back to Radio Tenacity. I hope that everything is well with all of you guys and your families and your loved ones. And yeah, I'm doing great. You know, we are all going through something. And I just want to encourage you guys to just keep doing your best, you know, because this too shall pass. All right, so let me get into it. I want to talk about, I don't know what's in the air, but a lot of people are getting like divorced. A lot of people are breaking up. A lot of people are just like, I don't know if it's something in the air, like what's going on. People are not trying to work things out. I've seen so many people break up, and I've heard of so many people breaking up, and I'm like, what is it that we can't fix? Number one, me in a relationship, I make a relationship good. I never get any complaints, because you know what, I'm the type of person, if something is going wrong, I'm like, okay, how can we fix this? You understand what I'm saying? Because it's like, what can't you not fix? If you are willing to work with each other, and if you are really to put your words into actions, and you know what, then everything should be okay. Unless people are stubborn and stuck in their ways and don't want to adjust and don't want to change for their significant other, then the relationship won't last. But when you're willing to accept your differences and work through things and be consistent, you know, a lot of people get comfortable in relationships too, which is why sometimes it doesn't work out. I don't know what's going on in people's relationship, but I just personally believe that we can work things out. That's just my thing. As adults, as grown-ups, like, what is it that we cannot work out? You know, and I understand everybody's going through their own individual stress and headache and emotional pain and traumas and this and that and the third. But if you're in a relationship with somebody, you can't be selfish. You can't just think like, oh, I'm the only one going through this. I'm like, I'm hurt. Like, no, you got to really give yourself. You got to really remove your selfish ways, you know, and just open up your arms to the other person. And you know, because everybody's going through something, you know what I mean? You can't have one strong person being strong for the other person, but then who's going to be strong for that strong person, you know? And that's the thing with a lot of people. They confuse, like, not even confuse, like, some people just think that everybody who's strong, they don't need any help, or they're strong, they must be emotionally strong, and they must be all kind of strong. But like, it's important to check on those strong people, because sometimes they are the ones that are going through worse. You understand what I'm saying? It's just that they don't show it, and they try to put their best foot forward and move forward each day. But when you really ask them, are you okay? Everything's okay. You know, tell me what's going on. Like, you know, they will, if you love somebody, that person, if the person love you enough, they will tell you what they're experiencing, but they just put their own, you know, their best foot forward. So it's kind of like, nobody's really exempt. Like, everybody's going through something, but don't take it out on your spouse. Don't take it out on your kids. Don't take it out on your significant other. Like, just be your best, live life and enjoy life. You understand what I'm saying? When I'm in a relationship, it's kind of like, we go through things and we may argue and we, you know, things like that, like regular people go through. But at the end of the day, I just want to fix things, and we're going to work together, and we're going to make this work. I done heard of people being married for 10, 17 years and they're going to break it off. Like, I understand if you cheat or you get some, or the husband gets somebody impregnated. I'm not talking about all of that. I'm not talking about cheating. I'm not talking about impregnating another woman or whatever. I'm not talking about that. Like, just basic, like, I'm getting too comfortable with you, or the person is not growing in ways that you thought they would grow, and then y'all just split it off. Like, little stuff like that should be able to be worked out. You understand what I'm saying? Once it's not adultery and all of that stuff, anything else should be like a piece of cake to work out. You understand what I'm saying? And people spend so much money going to therapy and realize that it's just still not working. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of times, like, people just gotta get out of themselves. Like, get out of yourself. Get out of yourself. You're in yourself too much. You know, people just be in themselves too much. And I just think that we can all work things out with each other, friends, relationships, you know, coworkers, neighbors. Like, life is too short to be holding grudges and to be, like, mad at each other. Like, just live a little bit. Smile. You know what I mean? Keep it moving. Keep it pushing. Love people. You know what I mean? You don't have to know people personally to just just like have love for them. Like it could be your neighbor, and instead of you just like, you know, brushing them off every time they say hello, like switch it up, say hello to them, be nice, you know. And I feel like a lot of people, I know we're all going through stuff, but like people are so meaner, like people are so much more meaner. And I'm like, you know what, I don't want to be conformed to this world just because we're all going through ugly things. Like don't let ugly things make you become an ugly person. You understand what I'm saying? Like be nice, like put good vibes out there, find something to be happy and joyful over. If you're with your significant other and y'all living is boring and y'all don't have that much fun anymore, like spice it up, like do something, go out on date nights, like make date nights consistent, you know what I mean? Change up the household, decorate the place a little bit, brighten things up. Like it's just minor changes that have a huge impact on relationships sometimes. And when people are stuck in their ways and they don't want to grow and everything else is just the same and they get comfortable, that's what breaks off relationships, you know what I mean? And like the unforgiveness, the grudges, yes, your significant other can be jealous of you too. And like I said, once it's not like cheating or having a baby for another person, I can deal with anything else. We can deal with anything else. You understand what I'm saying? And that's just me because I'm a problem solver. I'm gonna figure it out. We gonna figure it out. So don't let all this tie. And another thing, a lot of toxic relationships are in the media and on shows, and it's just so toxic. Like, ew, nobody wants all of that toxicness. Nobody wants the toxic relationship. If you're in a toxic relationship, get out of it. Ew. Ew. Love is not toxic. People misinterpret the word love. Like they'll stick around for somebody who's freaking like hitting them and calling them names, and you know, just people who don't show them love, but they'll stick around and say, oh, because I love you, I'm gonna stick around. Like, no, love is kind. Love is kind. Love does not beat up on you. Love is not mean to you. Love is not unforgiveness. Love is kind. Love is pure. Love is forgiveness. Love is help. Love is caring. Love is joy. Love is happiness. And if somebody's not showing you any of that, they don't love you. You understand what I'm saying? So toxic relationships is kind of like it's being promoted more than good, healthy relationships. And I get it because it's what gets people talking as far as media wise. But just look past those things and just focus on like being a better person for your partner. That's it. I'm gonna just leave it right there. I'm done for the night. I'm done. Just be a better person for your partner. Don't be stuck in your ways. Don't be stuck in your ways. Tell you, compliment your man. You know what I mean? Buy your man something new. It don't got to be Christmas. It don't got to be the holidays. And fellas, y'all do the same. Continue to take your woman out on dates. Buy her some things. Help her. You know what I mean? Like, be there for her emotionally, like, physically, like, connect with her spiritually. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's not all about the money and all of that stuff. It's like, you have to tell people you love them and show them that you love them in action. And everything else can be worked out. I mean, if you love one another, you're gonna work things out, period. And that's what people do when they actually love each other and care for each other. They work things out. But if you don't, if one person love one another and another one don't, it ain't gonna work. But I just want everybody to stick together and love one another. Don't get discouraged in your relationship, in your marriage. You know, just don't get discouraged. Just keep each other afloat. Encourage one another. Love one another. Compliment one another. Take each other out. Have fun. Enjoy life the way it should be enjoyed. I'm gonna just leave it at that. But yeah, I wish everybody well. And I will be back with more Radio Tenacity.